Marching to Leave, Days 1, 2 and 3, by Swiss Bob. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed this so far and what fun it has been meeting everyone. Today I realized one of the guys I had been drinking with and talking to is none other than Roger Tallbloke of Tall Blokes Talk Shop, someone I've known of for many years being interested in the climate debate. Please visit to give him the page views if nothing else. Roger was raided by the police as his site was used to drop links to Inclimatigate 2, not only a tall bloke, a good one, he also does organizing for Leave Means Leave in the NYOX area, IIRC. Sunderland. Image. Tommy is a statue of a First World War soldier by artist Rail, Onsdale, displayed close to Seaham War Memorial, on Terrace Green by the seafront in Seaham, County Durham. Photo credit mark. The start in Sunderland was a little chaotic, mostly due to Nigel Farage being there, the press of course, and Remainers demonstrating, so after some messing about NF headed off at speed to lose them. Where there was foul, rain and wind, the route was mostly cross-country along the coastal path, muddy and uneven surfaces. I didn't take any pictures, partly because I always forget and partly it was chucking it down and I wanted to keep my phones dry. I made it to mile 10 and then hopped aboard the support bus. I do want to be there at the end, so no point killing yourself the first few days. We have already lost a few for various reasons, but they are being replaced from the list of people who didn't make the cut. Middlesbrough. The hotel wasn't quite as luxurious the second night, but nothing to complain about. We went to a local pub for dinner and had an early night before setting off for Middlesbrough the next day. Glorious sunshine but cold and still windy. I made all of it except the last 2.5 miles, back and feet were killing me. Lots of support from the public up here, with people coming out to see us and beeping their car horns as they passed. Further south it may be a little different. Image. The Tees Newport Bridge is a vertical lift bridge spanning the River Tees a short distance up river from Tees Transport Bridge, linking Middlesbrough with the borough of Stockton-on-Tees, in the northeast of England. It was completed in 1934. It no longer lifts, but still acts as a road bridge in its permanently down position. Image. Seal Sands is a 294.37 hectare biological site of special scientific interest in Cleveland, England, notified in 1966. Situated in the mouth of the River Tees next to Greatham Creek and Seaton-on-Tees Channel, and accessible from the A178 road running between Seaton Carew and Port Clarence. Image. Richard Tice and the crew. Swainby. This was a shortish leg but not particularly easy. The verges on roads are not much fun to walk on, but we ended the walk at a pub, so all good. The first one I completed. Getting fitter, no aches and pains at the end of today. Image. Swiss Bob arriving in Swainby. Photo credit mark. Tomorrow Oldfield to Wetherby, which I have just checked and seen is 18 miles. I may be needing the support bus again. I wish I had time to write more, but dinner calls and I have more posts to lay up. If you're going to have anything to read, comment on the next few days. Copyright Swiss Bob 2019.